Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The hour, it's the DJ V Show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay, and we're a little short-staffed today, I guess you could say.
Doug, we're like half-staffed.
We're half-staffed. It's a skeleton crew. Doug and Jen are out today. They will be back tomorrow. Later on in the show, our good friend Rich McFadden from Radio America will be joining us as our special guest, and of course, he's a good friend of the show, so that'll be fun to catch up with him, because we only really get to talk to him maybe once or twice a year now, so that'll be fun. And so, Ms. Jay Kirshner joins me. I'm Victoria Keelan. And so it was a huge football weekend. It was a weather weekend, like lots and lots of stuff happening. Let's get into the football recap. I know you are a football fan, Jay. And
I am.
Who did you have in this race? Because these two games were really close.
Well, when it comes to the Bengals-Chiefs, Chiefs, because I'm a Cleveland Browns fan, and it doesn't mm-hmm. matter if it's Ohio or not, Bengals are one of our rivals. So it was kind of like, no, we did not win them. So, you know, but whatever. But at least good for them. It's the first time in how many years, if ever, that they've made it to the Super Bowl. So
well, I know they've never won. I think have made it before. But
it's
I don't
been a
know
while.
This, yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, but I thought the Niners-Rams game was cool. I was rooting for the Niners just because, I don't know
why. Of my boyfriend? You're so supportive of me and my boyfriend, Jimmy Garoppolo. Our relationship,
that's why. I knew there was a reason. I knew there was a reason. But at the same time, I think it's kind of cool that the Rams got it, because now this is 2 years in a row that where the Super Bowl is going to be, it's also the team. Like, that
right.
has never happened before, and all of a sudden it happens last year with Tampa Bay. It's going to happen this year with the Rams. So that's kind of cool.
I mean, I'm happy for the Rams. I didn't have much of a horse in any of the races, but I do enjoy Jimmy Garoppolo without a helmet on. So those are the scenes.
He's very nice to look at.
Yeah. Homeboy was born looking like Superman. So I was a little bummed for him. And I'm sure there are going to be all kinds of memes of his sad face on the bench after that final play, which was just a disaster. And it really crumbled. You know, they made a nice comeback, and then the Rams made a comeback, and the game was really close and really good. And, of course, Bengals-Chiefs also, that went into overtime, so everybody's getting their money's worth for sure. And so we'll see what happens. Bengals-Rams, the Super Bowl is set, and the halftime show, lots of people talking about that already. That's going to be
so excited.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
I saw the first real, like, not trailer, but the first kind of promo for the halftime show, and mm-hmm. it just got me all excited all over again.
I mean, we've got some 90s rap legends here. We've got Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, Mary J. Blige. Who else? There's somebody else, too, right? Somebody else.
Snoop,
oh,
Eminem.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think it's also one of those halftime shows that people think at first, like, oh, I don't know that I'm going to be into that. And then even if it's not the kind of music that you listen to all the time, you're going to know every song. Like,
yeah,
you're guaranteed to know every song. Yes. It's going to be really fun. So I'm excited for it. I think that, you know, this has to go down in the record books for fandom. These last two weekends of playoffs have got to be in the records for some of the best playoff football that maybe we've ever had. I mean, this has been exciting, really exciting. And then on top of all of that, TB12, Tom Brady's company, on Saturday, I believe it was Saturday, issues a tweet that he's retiring, except Tom Brady hasn't said he's retiring yet. This has become the strangest story. I've been all weekend long, I got the TMZ alert, Tom Brady to retire. I was shocked because we were just talking about this last Friday, or last Thursday or Friday, at how well he played in the playoffs and how he, right up to the very end, he doesn't look like he's ready to retire. He doesn't look like he needs to retire. I know a lot of his fans are already blaming Giselle, his wife, which is stupid. But he has yet to make the announcement. They
well, even
down
his dad came out and was like, he's not retiring. He's not said anything. Like, his own dad is jumping in on this.
Yeah, and his coach has said he's not ready to see him go. And his agent has said Tom hasn't made an announcement yet. So what happened at TB12? This is the company that Tom Brady co-founded. It's like sports nutrition and all kinds of stuff like that. Where did the wires get crossed? Because this is a major, major fumble. I'll stick
with
the
football analogy. Yeah, did somebody leak this? Yeah. Did somebody leak this? Or was it a stunt? Is it a stunt or something? Because even when I heard that he was retiring and I saw all the breaking news alerts, I kept thinking, well, maybe he's going to pull a Brett Favre and change his mind right before the season starts or something. Or like sometime in the summer, he's going to be like, no, you know what? I need to do this. I'm not ready to go anywhere. Because he is so healthy. Physically, he just seems so healthy.
I feel like he's better now than he was even 5 years ago. I don't know. He's like reverse aging, like Benjamin Button, and he keeps getting better and better. I was really shocked and disappointed, and I'm a Tom Brady fan, sure, because he's great to watch and he's exciting, but like, I mean, I don't care much about, you know, I don't have a team, so I just, but I really like watching him, and I think that, you know, a lot of people are saying if he does retire, you know, he should have done one more season for the fans. I don't know. I don't know that that's his style.
Seriously, does he really owe the fans one more season?
Well,
I feel like he's played so hard and he's given everything already. If he wants to keep playing, he should do it for him. He doesn't really owe anybody anything.
No, he doesn't. And so it's just so bizarre to me. It's not like it was a leaked report from ESPN. ESPN was the first outlet that picked it up and really ran with it. And so, but it came from his company. That is the most, to me, that's the strangest aspect of this whole story. There's always going to be speculation. There's always going to be people who are saying, oh, you know, he can do it more. He wants to stay. He wants to go. He wants more money. Whatever it is. But when your own company makes the announcement and then has to pull down the tweet, you know, I was talking to my husband about this over the weekend. I'm like, how does this happen? I'm like, just look at the DJV show. You're in charge of our social media. So if Doug is going to retire, which he would never will, but if he's going to make a big announcement like that, he's going to tell us, Jen and me and you, and then he's going to have you put the tweet out, right? Like, that's sort of like the progression of things.
Yeah, so, and he would probably announce it himself on air before anything even went out.
So how was this a tweet that was ready to go, like the way newsrooms have obituaries ready to go
or somebody meant to schedule it or save it to drafts and instead they hit post and didn't realize.
Literally, my husband said, he goes, I wonder if that was like in drafts and someone accidentally tweeted, like, you know, hit send and it published. I don't know. It's very weird. Now the new speculation about if he's going to make the announcement, if he is going to retire, when will the announcement come? It looks like it might not come until February 4th, which is Friday, because he has a signing bonus from last March that gets paid out on February 4th. So $15 million of the $20 million signing bonus from last year gets dumped into his account on Friday. So if he retires before that, the team could actually take back $16 million of it. Tampa Bay could reclaim that if they wanted to. So there's some, I don't really think Tom Brady is hurting for money, but no one walks away from $16 million unless you're just
insane. Yeah, $16 million is still $16 million, regardless of how much money you have in your bank account. That's crazy.
I'm sure his agent, who gets a cut of that, I'm sure his agent is also like, hey, look, let's just hang out until Friday and see what happens. Maybe this tweet was meant to go out next Saturday, and it went out this past Saturday. I don't know. Maybe somebody got some dates wrong.
Yeah, they hit the schedule wrong. Yeah.
Something, I mean, it's
something
just so,
definitely happened.
Something
somebody
went really
got
wrong.
Reprimanded if they didn't lose their job.
Yeah. So that, of course, is still the story. I feel like that might be kind of lingering for the week. And as more and more people jump in and speculate, and like you said, his own dad was I think he was on a radio show because everybody was trying to get a comment. And his own dad said, Tommy, which is cute that he calls him that. He said, you know, Tommy has not made a decision yet. And Bruce Arians, the coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, said the same thing. The team has not been notified, so I don't know. I can't imagine. Tom Brady is a class act. I can't imagine that he wouldn't allow all those other people the courtesy of being told his decision way before a tweet goes out. So something definitely went really, really wrong here. And I'm kind of in the camp where I'm still hoping that it's not real. Mm-hmm. I'm really hoping. He came so close to making it to another Super Bowl this year. He looks and is playing, like, better than ever. I really am in the camp of, I hope that this is just a mistake. Maybe it's a negotiation tactic, but I really hope that he does come back for, you know, for one more season. So, I don't know.
And there's also the added of, like, we've watched him for so many years. If he's retiring, that means, like, how old are we?
I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
I'm not ready for that part yet.
I hadn't thought about that, but yeah, he's certainly been like the staple of football for as long as I can remember, it feels like. So we'll just keep following that story. I'm sure at any minute, you know, when it goes out, the real tweet will go out. Maybe people won't believe it this time, or maybe it'll just be his personal announcement, which is how it should be. It shouldn't have been a tweet from his company,
yeah.
It wasn't even from his rep, which was also strange. And then in other football news, making headlines this weekend, Peyton Manning made a surprise appearance on SNL and was probably one of the funniest moments that the show has had in a long time.
He's so enjoyable.
He is so great. When he hosts SNL, he is hilarious. And to have him pop into the Weekend Update, and they asked him essentially about the playoffs, and it turns out he hasn't watched any of the playoffs because he's been binge-watching Emily in Paris on Netflix. And when he... And I'm a huge Emily in Paris fan, so it was so inside, like, his whole report about what Emily's doing and who she's dating and the fashion and...
All the people, and the play-by-play sheet where he actually was, like...
Play-by-play?
That was amazing. God. And if you don't watch Emily in Paris, and especially if you didn't see season two, you're kind of like, what are you talking about? That skit probably went right over your head at Weekend Update. Weekend Update is the only thing I really ever even watch anymore on Saturday Night Live. I think that's the only consistently funny thing, in my opinion.
Yeah.
The skits aren't always funny.
But yeah, that's true.
Peyton stole the show. Hands down, Peyton Manning stole the show.
Yes, he did. He was absolutely hilarious. So it made me want to go back and, like, rewatch all of Emily in Paris again because I already missed it. I blew through the season two so quickly. But if he didn't really know anything about Emily in Paris, he did a very convincing job. So congrats to Peyton Manning on a return to SNL that certainly, like you said, Jay, stole the show. We've got trending coming up at 23 past the hour. Right now it's 19 past the hour on the DJV show.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Water stains on a shower glass. Try rubbing some shaving cream on.
Tyler's cleaning crew knows every housekeeping trick in the book.
Handling timesheets now.
But they need a proper bookkeeper to keep finances tidy.
New equipment is a business expense, right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Caladrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Caladrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, mm-hmm. and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Caladrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Caladrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when a white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Past the hour, it's the DJV show. I'm Victoria Keelan with Jay Kirshner. Coming up in trending, we've got some Martha Stewart updates. You will not believe who Martha once broke up with. Plus, get ready for a blast from the past. 13 years ago, Octomom was in the headlines. We're going to find out why she's back in the headlines right after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, time for some trending news with Jay Kirshner. So, Jay, why is Martha Stewart in the news? I mean, I know we love to talk about Martha. You just reminded me off the air that she's 80 years old. She looks incredible. But
right?
She's recently
been 60 in my mind for decades now.
She definitely looks like she's in her 60s. So she was recently on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and what did she spill? Because this is some tea that I never, ever knew.
Okay, so she dated Sir Anthony Hopkins.
That's shocking.
Yes, right? And maybe, like, the best part of the story is not even that she dated him, but how they broke up. So we don't know exactly how long they dated or when they dated, but it was sometime around the time of the 91 thriller, The Silence of the Lambs, when they broke up because she was so creeped out by his performance that she couldn't separate Sir Anthony Hopkins from Dr. Hannibal Lecter. And she has this place in Maine that's like, she calls it a big scary house. It's on 100 acres in the forest by itself. There's not really neighbors close by. And she started thinking, like, I don't want to take Anthony Hopkins there by myself. That's just creepy now. Because she was so creeped out by his Oscar-winning performance, she broke up with him.
That is hilarious.
Can you imagine doing your job so well that your relationship ends?
I mean, he was legendary. He's iconic as Hannibal Lecter. And he is so convincing in with every character he plays. That's why he's as good as he is. And, of course, he won the Oscar for that role, too. And it's, I can imagine, if you're in a big empty house in Maine and you're looking over at this guy that you're dating and it's Hannibal Lecter. And, you know, Martha is very proper and she likes to have formal dinners. And apparently the culinary aspect of him being a cannibal is, and then, you know, talking about that, he likes to have a nice Chianti with...
Oh my gosh, when he does that thing with the farfa beans. Yeah. Horrible.
I kind of don't blame her. And so, and then real quick, also, Octomom back in the news. Why is that?
Her kids are 13. Can you believe this? This was 13 years ago that Octomom, already a mother to 6 children, gave birth to 8 more.
Unbelievable. All right, thanks, Jay. That's what's trending on the DJV show. We'll be right back.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. General Motors has announced a plan to invest $154 million in its Western New York Lockport components plant. The investment will be used in the production of the Stator Modular, a key component in an electric motor. GM currently estimates Lockport components will add approximately 230 positions between 2023 and 2026. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
That RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms.
I'm here at the Big Game Headquarters. Total Wine and More, stocking up for the big celebration. The perfect bourbon, local craft beer.
Forgetting something?
Oh, yeah. Cabernet, seltzers.
The day after is Valentine's Day.
Whoa, new game plan.
You got this. Total Wine can help you score the perfect bubbly, too.
Thank you, I would have been.
You sure would have.
Total Wine and More. Pickup and delivery available. Drink responsibly. Be 21.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congressional negotiators are in danger of missing the February 18th deadline for passing the annual appropriations for fiscal 2022. A shutdown is unlikely, but members of the Senate Appropriations Committee from both parties warn that if negotiations fail, it will increase the likelihood that President Biden will have to settle for a year-long stopgap funding measure to keep the government open. North Las Vegas police are investigating a 6-car crash with 9 people dead in North Las Vegas over the weekend. The driver of a Dodge Challenger was speeding and ran a red light, causing the collision involving 15 people. North Las Vegas Councilwoman Pamela Goines Brown calls the crash senseless.
On behalf of the mayor and this council, our thoughts and our prayers are with the families who are experiencing a tremendous and unnecessary loss due to a careless, senseless act.
USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Actor turned history teacher and former DJ who played a DJ on WKRP in Cincinnati, Howard Hessman, has died at 81.
All right, Cincinnati, it is time for this town to get down. You got Johnny, Dr. Johnny Fever, and I am burning up in here. We all in critical condition, baby. But you can tell me where it hurts, because I got the healing prescription here from the big JRP musical medicine cabinet. Now, I am talking about your 50,000-watt intensive care unit, baby. So just sit right down, relax, open your ears real wide, and say, give it to me straight, doctor. I can take it.
Hessman dying Saturday in Los Angeles due to complications from colon surgery. And the home of the late host of Jeopardy is up for sale. Here's Chris Barnes from the USA Radio News New England Bureau.
In Los Angeles, the home of the late Alex Trebek is on sale for $7 million. The longtime Jeopardy host bought that property in Studio City in 1991 for about $2 million. The compound, as they call it, features a Mediterranean-style mansion at its center, along with grassy lawns, lush gardens, and oak trees. It's also got a number of very fine bathrooms, as well as a library and a movie theater.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Past the hour, it's the DJV show. I'm Victoria Keelan with Jay Kirshner. Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn are out today. They'll be back tomorrow. And if you are listening to us right now, anywhere in the mid-Atlantic, all the way up through New England, you are listening to us under a foot plus of snow. We got hammered. I'm in New Jersey right on the shore, and so I'm used to, like, kind of ignoring snowstorm warnings because typically this close to the water, we really just don't get that much. We usually get rain, or if we do get some snow, it kind of just melts really quickly. Not this time. This time, these warnings went from originally it was 5 to 8 inches it was going to be, and then it dropped to 1 to 3 inches, and we got over 12 inches. and it just kept coming, and the wind had incredible gusts of, you know, up to like 50 miles per hour. Not a fun place to be. And we hunkered down. We did not leave the house. We didn't drive anywhere. Luckily, our car is in the garage, so we didn't have to deal with that. But lots and lots of people are still digging out today. And Jay, you're down in Nashville. You guys didn't get anything. Phil, our producer, who is in our studio in Washington, D.C., just got a dusting. So this just really happened, you know, this just hit us so hard in South Jersey all the way up. I don't think, Phil, you're down in D.C. Did Maryland get anything heading up, or did it just start down where we are in Jersey?
You know, I really didn't hear what Maryland got, because, of course, me, I was just concerned with how much I was going to have to shovel, and I woke up and I saw nothing, and I went back to bed.
There you go. And Jay has, like, balmy 60-degree weather. So
I know. Well, we had a little bit of flurries on Friday, and even then it was like, I didn't even know this was supposed to happen, and nothing stuck. It didn't stay long.
Yeah.
It's fine. Didn't need a jacket Saturday or Sunday. Victoria, even have the equipment needed for that kind of snow in your area, since you're not super used to it being that close to the water, like salt trucks or any of that liquid they put down?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like, the plowing, and Jersey knows how to plow because we get a lot of snow, but it's the strangest thing. It's, you can go a mile inland, and they'll, you know, they could have 10 inches where at the shore here we just have a dusting. And it literally could only be a mile or two that makes up that whole difference. So the rest of the state, thankfully, is very equipped with, you know, the plows were out and people take it seriously, you know, for the most part, I say. Because, you know, once again, there's always the reports of stranded people. And, you know, we saw stupid people driving in the apartment complex where we live and just, you know, fishtailing all over the place, you know, not having a clue how to drive in snow. No one should have been driving in that anyway. It was so cold. It was -7 with the wind chill, and it was just instant ice with snow on top of it. So really dangerous conditions. Heading all the way up through New York City, which got a fair amount, you know, parts of, you know, mostly this was just along the coast. Parts of New York City got some snow. A lot of flights were canceled. 3,500 flights in the Northeast were canceled. That's essentially 89% of flights going to or from Boston were canceled. Boston got nailed. They set a record. It didn't break the record. It actually tied. It became a top 10 storm, and it set a monthly record. And the wind gusts up there were 75 miles per hour, which is
a lot. Straight to your bone. That's like when your bone gets goosebumps. That's why Doug's not here, because he knew about the storm and was like, no, I'm out. I'm traveling.
Well, and he flew to California on Friday, so he literally just got out in the nick of time. And so he had nice weather, hopefully, in California, because 100,000 people still don't have their power back. Can you imagine negative temperatures with no power? That's what a lot of people in Massachusetts, all the way up to Maine in certain spots, that's what they're dealing with right now. So, oh, I can't even imagine.
That's miserable.
That's just absolutely miserable. It kind of does. I mean, it's funny because I'm thinking today is National Hot Chocolate Day. And so it was, you know, you seeing all the kids out, even though it's freezing, kids don't care. And so kids are out shoveling and making money, and they're, you know, everybody's walking around. There's a hot chocolate cart, like a food truck that drives around here. And so it's a perfect time, right, to celebrate National Hot Chocolate Day. I thought of you, Jay, because you're headed to Disney this week. You're all excited to go to Epcot. And have you ever had the Mexican hot chocolate? And they have it in the Mexican place at Epcot. It's delicious.
Ooh,
it's spicy.
I was just going to ask, what's different about it? What's in it?
Mexican hot chocolate.
Cayenne pepper?
Yep, they've got, it's mixed with, so it's cocoa seeds, they grind it up, they mix it with chili peppers, and then they add, like, steaming milk to it. It's really good. But it's interesting because you get the sweetness, but then you get that, like, real spice that follows, and it kind of, you're not used to it at first, but it's really, really good. So, National Hot Chocolate Day.
I'm going to have to try one.
Yeah.
I love hot chocolate. I have hot chocolate almost every morning and every night, mix it with some cashew milk, and, like, I just use the dark chocolate Swiss Miss, I forget what brand it is now, but it's dark chocolate, and it's so good. And you just make it some hot water, put a little cashew milk in it, and it is like, I've been living my best life every night drinking my hot chocolate.
I love that. So let's talk about this, and this kind of hits home a little bit with your family in Pittsburgh. Man, Pittsburgh was not living its best life on Friday. This 50-year-old bridge that collapsed, it required, while a city bus was driving over it, thankfully, there were minor injuries. No one died, which is just a miracle. This bridge, absolutely, when you look at it, it looked like an earthquake had hit, and
yeah.
The bridge just it was in sections, you know,
it
all disjointed
collapsed.
Sections. And it, yeah, it just, it was astounding when you see it. And the timing of, which a lot of headlines, you know, were made before Tom Brady took over the headlines this weekend, the headlines were all about how President Biden, you know, literally shows up to give a speech about his infrastructure plan, and he's standing in front of a bridge that has literally just crumbled. So, mm-hmm. And the bridge is only, like you had mentioned, we were talking about this off the air.
It's a young
bridge. It's
only
50 years old. Yeah.
That's a young bridge for it to have collapsed this way. And it really is a miracle that nobody died. In addition to that bus, like five other vehicles were on this bridge at the time. There was, because of the weather, schools and everything had delayed start times or they've been canceled. So it was a late traffic day anyway.
Yeah.
Like traffic was not normally that light. So everything kind of came together for perfect timing, I guess you might want to say.
Well, locals this happened at 6:39 in the morning, and this was the Forbes Avenue Bridge over Fern Hollow Creek in Frick Park, and the locals said that it made such a loud noise, and then it was followed by a really loud hissing sound, and that was the natural gas lines that had been broken. So that had to be shut down. Obviously, when natural gas is leaking, then, you know, and then car accidents happen, this could have been. It's such a miracle. It had literally every element to it of a complete disaster, and thankfully, no one was severely injured. Naturally, you know, there's an investigation. The National Transportation Bureau is investigating this now. The bridge was built in 1970. It carries about 14,000 vehicles per day. That's the last estimate. Apparently, no one pays attention to this bridge because the data goes only back. The most recent data is like 2005. And then in September of 2019, there was an inspection done of this bridge, which is owned by the city, and it revealed that the deck and the superstructure were in very poor condition. So it's like all of these bridges, I don't even know why there was ever a debate about infrastructure. I know people were arguing about like how to pay for it and whatever. But this is really an issue that everybody can get on board. We've been hearing about what they call the hold your breath bridges and those reports that have, right? And like the Tappan Zee Bridge in New York was one of them. And they've rebuilt, they tore it down and just built another new bridge right next to it. And that's probably going to start to happen more and more. But like, this is the first time we've seen what can really happen. This is not a large bridge. Can you imagine if this was like the George Washington Bridge or the Golden Gate Bridge?
The Golden Gate Bridge, yeah.
Can you imagine? Well, I mean, that's a movie right there. Like, that's just crazy.
There's a lot of people. I'm sure you probably know some people who whenever they're afraid to drive over bridges, whether they're driver or they're the passenger, and they roll down their window just in case it does collapse, so that way they have an easy out access point.
I've never heard that. That is extra preparedness,
really?
But it makes sense.
I know so many people that will roll their windows down before going over the bridge.
That's wild. I've never heard that. But it makes sense, though. Yeah, I mean, look, if you're going to end up in the water, you can at least get out of your car, right? That's kind of a morbid way to look at things. But having this bridge collapse the way that it did, it's probably going to make a lot more people think twice about the bridges in their local communities or the bridges that they have to commute over. You know, I'm in New Jersey outside of New York City. Everybody commutes over the George Washington. And I kind of always wonder myself, like, how safe really is it? When you think of how many cars go over the George Washington Bridge every day, and trucks too, it kind of makes you really think, like, okay, this is a little scary. But the infrastructure that President Biden was there, the reason he was there in Pittsburgh was to talk about the fact that Pennsylvania has $1.6 billion that he has earmarked just for bridge maintenance with the new infrastructure bill. I mean, obviously, Pennsylvania really needs it as a bridge crumbles right in front of him. So this was just, what a story.
I would like to see, when it comes to bridges and even just road work in general, and I may be one of the few that feel this way, but whenever they're doing road work, stop closing just like a few of the lanes and where traffic gets a little blocked up, like just close all of it, have a detour, get all your work done, and then reopen it. I'm so tired of seeing this half and half, and then it takes so much longer because it's like, okay, we're going to work on this lane. Okay, now we're working on this lane. Okay, yeah. Now we're working on this lane.
And I think that's one of the reasons.
Close them all down.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons why people do complain a lot about, you know, road work and things like that. It's just, it's a major inconvenience, yes. But what's, like, more inconvenient, being on a bridge that collapses underneath you? I mean, the bus driver actually said he knew as he was driving on that bridge that it was collapsing underneath him. Can you imagine how terrifying that must be? So, yeah, hopefully people can deal with some lane closures and kind of, like, get over it. Because that's
or just the all closures. Like, just close it all, do everything you need to do, get it handled, have the detours. I would prefer a detour anytime.
Yes. Well, let's take a detour into a little bit of music news that happened over the weekend. So the Adele residency at Caesar's Palace, this has been a big story. She literally canceled it or postponed it. I think it was the day of the first show or maybe the night before.
It was the night before, I thought.
Really close. And, like, people had already flown in. It was not really a good look. So Adele did a very tearful, you know, message to her fans apologizing that the show isn't ready, and she blamed COVID, and it turns out that's really not what the whole story was. And so a lot of the, you know, behind the scenes people have come forward saying really Adele was being extra picky. She wasn't happy with the sound system. She wanted to have a huge choir there, and so various set pieces she weren't up to her likings, things like that. And so it turns out that now Caesar's Palace, which they were going to put $150 million into this show, they've now booked Keith Urban to replace some of those dates. So
That's a great one. He's good.
He's always good live, right? So that's good news for them. Bad news still for Adele fans. All right, we'll be right back. It's the DJ V Show, 47 past the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ona, Sedna speaking.
Carla's Roofing Company always goes above and beyond.
Yeah, we heard about next week's forecast.
She needs a new foreman to weather a storm of projects.
You mean another full crew before Wednesday? Nita Jose, can you work Wednesday?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with a booming voice that emphasizes all the main points. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
That part is super important.
Here's one with a booming voice.
I'm emphasizing everything.
Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance.
Like a page with every word highlighted.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Past the hour, it is Tech Talk time on the DJV Show. I'm Victoria Keelan with Jay Kirshner, and in our lead story today for tech, this is something that is very troublesome. It's also not going away anytime soon. Cryptocurrency and bogus crypto investments online has now become the subject of a warning from the Federal Trade Commission, according to new data that they have seen an unprecedented increase in online scams last year alone, and they're all related to crypto. And so crypto is an easy target because it's surging in popularity. However, most people still don't really understand how it works. And it's especially true, they found in this new FTC report, it's especially true among younger people who are very digitally savvy, but really not financially savvy. And so they found that people ages 18 to 39 were more than twice as likely to report losing money to a social media crypto scam. Older adults are not messing with this, which is a good thing because they are targeted, for other reasons. And so investment-related scams on social media represented 37% of all reported losses, followed by romance scams, catfishing is still real, and online shopping scams. And so the FTC said that people send money, often cryptocurrency, on promises of huge returns, and they end up empty-handed. So even if an investment scam didn't happen on social media, more than half of the people in this report reported losses said that the scam started on social media. So social media isn't necessarily processing these scams, but that's where they're getting people. And so the FTC said one type of crypto scam reported to the agency involves someone bragging about their own success, and then that drives people to make these bogus investments, and it leads you to these bogus sites. Investment scams are by far the most costly for consumers, yet they're actually not the most common. The greatest volume of complaints filed to the FCC came from rackets related to online shopping, and fraud cases from social media now account for 25% of all fraud cases in the U.S., which is up 18 times from 2017. So this is happening very frequently now. 95,000 people have reported losing $770 million to fraud schemes on social media, and that's just in the last year alone. So the FTC really highlighting the role that Facebook and Instagram play in these social media fraud schemes. They noted that more than a third of people who reported losing money to an online romance scam said it began on either Facebook or Instagram. So
I'm surprised it took this long.
For the report?
For all the scams, yeah.
Yeah. It's wild. Scams. Especially with crypto, because it seems so enticing. And, you know, my husband and I talk about this all the time. I had some Litecoin at one point. Didn't really do much. I got rid of it. I kind of dipped a toe into crypto. I didn't really go full on. And, you know, and my husband's best friend is constantly telling him, oh, you got to buy, you know, Bitcoin and the whole thing. You have to really do your research. It's very easy to be taken for a ride. All right, coming up, Apple's got a new update for everyone who wears a face mask, and I am very, very happy to report on that. It's the DJV show at 56 past the hour.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-275-4021. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-275-4021 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-275-4021 to see if you qualify. That's 800-275-4021.
All right, it's Tech Talk time on the DJV show. I'm Victoria Keelan with Jay Kirshner. So Apple is testing the ability to use Face ID while you're wearing a mask. This is part of the new developer beta software update. You can if you can download beta if you want. This is a feature that I don't even know why they've taken this long, but the facial recognition is going to be refocusing on the eye area to authenticate the user, as opposed to having to scan your whole face. As we know, having to pull your mask down, it defeats the purpose of wearing a mask in order to get your iPhone to open up. So I am super happy with this new development. Hopefully we won't even need to use it for much longer with COVID, but this is a good one, Apple. It is 58 past the hour on the DJV show.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.